This is 98.1 Parafam with Dana and Sam. Now, we are celebrating International Women's Day here at Parafam. And one woman that I couldn't help but get on the show is Yasmin Meek. She is a Scone Grammar School teacher, and she's also a professional NRLW Roosters player. She joins us on the phone. Happy International Women's Day, mate.
Hi, thank you.
That's no dramas at all. Look, we're asking everybody who comes onto this show this morning, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
I just think it's a day that we can celebrate all of the women's achievements and also recognise all the great things that they're doing in our community.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you do that every day being a teacher at Scone Grammar. Now, whether you recognise it or not, you're part of a new generation of women who are kind of paving the way for other females in NRL. Does that ever cross your mind when you're teaching or training?
Definitely. So, even when I was growing up, there wasn't many, I don't think there was a female getting paid to play rugby league. So even getting just like a little bit of recognition with a little bit of income, I know it's not like something you can live off, but a little bit of income, it's definitely come from the ladies before us. So I'm extremely grateful for them that have kept pushing for us to be in this position right now.
Absolutely. You're talking about how far, you know, the NRL women's has come. What else would you like to see change to make it even more inclusive in the future?
I definitely think we could eventually have a full-time competition.
Absolutely.
Where girls can be paid as full-time athletes. It is really draining having to work and be a full-time athlete or try to be a full-time athlete.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I definitely think that can be something that we will see in the future.
Can you give us a screenshot into that for you? So are you teaching full time at Scone Grammar, and then where are you fitting in your training? Because playing for the Roosters, are they training in Sydney? How are you doing that?
I have a lot of support from Scone Grammar, from all the teachers that help me cover my classes, and from my partner as well at home. But so a regular day, my life would be get up at 6, probably go to the gym, do my weight session in the morning, and then go to school. Teach till about 12:15 lunchtime, and then I drive from Scone to Sydney. Probably get there around 3 or 4 o'clock. I guess a lot of traffic in the afternoon, and then train, finish there at about 7:38, and then I get home about 11:30.
Okay, it is well overdue that we are seeing females paid what they are exactly worth as much as men in the NRLW, because then you wouldn't need to be commuting all of these hours. Are all the costs covered for you, or is that something coming out of your own pocket as well?
There's a little bit coming out of my own pocket. There's a travel expense, but again, like it's something that I love, and like to be honest, like I probably would do it for free. Like I love.
Don't tell them that. Absolutely not.
I know. But I love playing sport, and I love like that community team feel that you get when you're playing with your friends.
And finally, Yasmin, we do need to know, who is a woman in your life, locally or further afield, that inspires you?
Definitely my mother. She definitely has inspired me. She has an incredible drive, and she's always just putting other people first. I feel like I get a lot of that from her. But in a sporting sense, probably I used to play with Kylie Hilda. She's now the New South Wales women's coach, but she definitely is an inspiration. She's was playing rugby league up until like last year, and just that drive, and she actually comes from Foster. So she was driving to Sydney as well for training, say, 2 years ago when I used to play with her at Central Coast, and I'm in the Roosters team there. So seeing her have that ability and that support around her makes me feel like I can definitely do it. So she's definitely an inspiration of mine.
Well, Yasmin, I think that there's a lot of kids in the Hunter Valley who also look to you and you give them inspiration. We're chatting to Yasmin Meek. She is a Scone Grammar School teacher, but she's also a professional NRLW Roosters player. Happy International Women's Day, mate, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day.